to your house.
Man just looked at him. From an Islamic point of view, the third point was the idea that I'm not wasting my efforts. Right? I'm moving towards Allah. I'm up to this task. I'm moving towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what happens is, if we can keep that these three kind of principles in mind, the idea that, first of all, we were created to worship Allah, blessings or tragedies, none of that matters. If we're moving towards Allah, that's what matters. The second one, the idea that we're capable and we're up to the task. And then the third one, the idea that every step we take in the right direction is actually moving us towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this can help us to experience God's best. Brothers and sisters, in our own times, in our own lifetimes, we've seen these three principles in play. In the life of the late, great Imam Khomeini. Imam Khomeini, may Allah bless him and raise him with the Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam. Yes, he was able to do something that we haven't seen since the time of Imam Hassan. From that long time, to be able to establish Islamic government in this way. Because Mukhtar tried to have a little something, but in this way. And then to have it last longer than the house, meaning the kingdom of God in the time of Rasulullah. 40 years now. That's not a small task. But during that time, Imam Khomeini went through difficulties. There were times where Imam Khomeini could have definitely given up. The people weren't responding. The ulama weren't responding. They mentioned that even when he got finally evicted from Iraq, his wife was in a gathering with some of these wives of other senior ulama. And Imam Khomeini had no other way. He tried to go to Kuwait, that's not working. He's trying to go this, but that's not working. He's going to go to France. Some of them started criticizing his wife. They told his wife, they said that other maraja, to be able to live and breathe in Najaf, this is everything for them. To have one salam to say to Amir al-Mu'mineen, this means everything to them. Imam Khomeini going over there to Paris. She's trying to take this responsibility. Then they started accusing her, oh, you yourself are one of these newfangled. So Imam Khomeini, the loss of his son, the loss of so many companions, exiled from his country. Then after that, the 8-year war that he experienced. Then when unfortunately, because of internal problems, he accepted the peace treaty. But God gave him glory. And each one of those steps, Imam Khomeini, he had this wonderful statement that for us has become like a mantra, something that we all learn from, where he said that we have not been commanded to produce results. We've been commanded to do our duty. And Imam Khomeini lived that way. And step after step, with that kind of sincerity, Allah granted him success that is, we see, unparalleled. Inshallah, we'll now go to Karbala very briefly. Imam Baqir told us, أَيُّمَا مُؤْمِنٍ دَمَعَتْ عَيْنَاهُ لِقَتْلِ الْحُسَيْنِ دَمْعَتَانِ. Whoever cries for Imam Hussein, even one tear, until the tear comes on his cheek, بَوَّأَهُ اللَّهُ بِهَا غُرَفًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ. God will grant this person rooms in paradise. Assalamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah wa ala al-arwah allati halat bifina'ik. Alayka minni salamu Allah ya badamma baqit wa baqiya al-laylu wa al-nahar. ولا جعله الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين
وعلى أصحاب الحسين لا يوم كيومك يا أبا عبد الله. We remember on this day a man who exemplified living for God and doing for God, Abbas, the son of Amir al-Mu'mineen. No matter what happened, he was there and he was steady. He stood by his brother as they lost companions after companions, till finally it was him and his brother. And then he turned to his brother and he said, "Brother, do you give me permission to fight?" Imam Hussein burst into tears and he told Abbas, he said, "If you go, my army's gone." But Abbas said, "There's no other way. I've got to go." Abbas received permission from his brother to get water. And then Abbas headed off towards the water. Abbas fought his way through the ranks of the enemy until he was able to fill his water skin. At this stage, Abbas thought to get a drink of water. Abbas reached into the water and then he remembered his brother. Abbas cast down the water and then Abbas headed out towards the camp of Imam Hussein. The enemy started to attack Abbas. They attacked Abbas and they cut off his right hand. Abbas continued. They cut off his left hand. Abbas continued until finally the arrows were coming towards Abbas. Abbas got hit in the eye. Abbas continued until they say the arrow hit the water skin. There Abbas stopped. And Abbas said, "Assalamu alayka ya Aba Abdillah. Ala la'natullah ala al-qawm al-zalimeen. وسيعلم الذين ظلموا أي منقلب ينقلبون."
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله، صلى الله عليك يا أبا عبد الله. Peace and blessings be upon you, Prophet of Allah. Peace and blessings be upon you, Ya Aba Abdullah, Ya Habibi, Ya Hussein, Nur Aini, Ya Hussein, Ya Habibi, Ya Hussein, يا رحمة الله الواسعة يا حسين. Oh my beloved يا حسين. The light of my eye يا أبا عبد الله الحسين. Oh the vast mercy of Allah يا أبا عبد الله. It is narrated that the Imam Zain al-Abidin has said, رحم الله عمي العباس فقد آثر وأبلى وفدى أخاه الحسين بنفسه حتى قطعت يداه وإنا لعمي العباس منزلا يوم القيامة يغبطه عليها جميع الشهداء. May Allah have mercy upon my uncle Al-Abbas. He preferred his brother Imam Al-Hussein over himself. And he sacrificed himself for the sake of his brother until he lost his two hands for this cause. Thus, instead of his two hands, Allah will give him two wings with which he will fly with the angels in paradise, just like he did for Ja'far, the son of Abi Talib. And in the sight of Allah, the blessed, the exalted, Al-Abbas enjoys a special rank on the day of resurrection, one in which all the martyrs will desire to attain. Brothers and sisters, let us close our eyes and take the heart to Karbala. We have awaited this night to reach the tragedy of Al-Abbas. The family of Rasulullah, they stand without a helper or supporter as they have lost their companions and many of their family members at this moment. Ali and Al-Akbar is gone, Qasim is gone, Habib ibn Mazahir is gone, Hur ibn Yazid al-Riyahi, Muslim ibn and the rest of the companions. Seeing the state of the women and children as the scorching sun is only making their thirst worse, while they call out Al-Atash, Al-Atash, because of the severity of their thirst. Al-Abbas, the son of Ummul Baneen, Al-Abbas, the son of Ali and Ibn Abi Talib, the brave warrior, the ferocious warrior who was Rasulullah's companion in every battle. He was the one who defeated the enemies of Allah in Badr and Hunayn, in Khaybar. His son Al-Abbas could no longer handle the sight. He said to his brother, Ya Hussein, قد ضاق صدري من هؤلاء المنافقين وأريد أن أخذ ثأري منهم. I have grown impatient, Ya Hussein, with these hypocrites, and I wish to seek revenge from them. Aba Abdullah replied to him, Ya Abbas, Ya Akhi, أنت حامل لوائي. Oh my brother, you are the flag bearer. The flag bearer at a time symbolized the strongest soldier. It was a great honor for whoever was able to hold it. Who else better than the son of Ali ibn Abi Talib Al-Abbas, the son of the Lion of Allah. The narration states the reason that his father Ali ibn Abi Talib married his mother Ummul Baneen was because she came from a tribe known for their bravery. So he wanted a son like Al-Abbas who would be able to defend his other son Aba Abdullah on a day like this. But how can Imam Al-Hussein let his backbone go into the battlefield? How can Zainab see Abbas go to the battlefield and possibly not come back, when Amir al-Mu'mineen himself entrusted Al-Abbas with Zainab before he passed away? The Imam finally, he allows Al-Abbas to go, but he tells him, Ya Abbas, you are not to go and fight, Ya Abbas, it is not time. Oh Abbas, I want you to go and get water for the children. And so Abbas went towards the enemy and he advised them, warning them of the Almighty's wrath, but this was to no avail. He then called out, Ya Umar ibn Sa'd, this is Al-Hussein, the son of the daughter of the Messenger of Allah. You have killed his companions and family. His family and children are now thirsty, so give them some water to quench their burning hearts. The narration state that the words of Abbas affected the hearts of the enemy, such that some of them began to cry and began to weep. But Shimr the Mal'un said, O son of Abu Turab, the son of Ali ibn Abi Talib, if the face of the earth was all water and under our control, we would not give you a single drop unless you pledge allegiance to your cousin Yazid. The narrations state that after that, Shimr would offer sanctuary to Al-Abbas. He would say, you are related to us, as Ummul Banin is one of our relatives, your mother. He said, Aina Banu Ukhtana, where is the tribe of our sister Ummul Banin? Al-Abbas replied to him and he said to him, La'anaka Allah wa la'ana amanak. May Allah curse you and curse the sanctuary that you offer me. You offer me sanctuary while the son of Rasulullah, you don't offer him anything. Al-Abbas then embarked on his horse. And he took the water skin as he was surrounded by 4,000 men. Their numbers did not discourage him, and he began to repel them by himself. All while the banner of glorification waved above his head. Men could not stand in his way as he was able to reach the Euphrates River. Despite their great number, he broke their ranks, displaying the skills of his father Ali ibn Abi Talib. As he reached the Euphrates River, he descended from his horse and went to take a handful of water. And he brought it close to his mouth, and then he remembered the thirst of his brother Hussein and the family of Hussein. So he threw the water back into the river and began to say, Ya nafsu min ba'd al-Husayn huni wa ba'dahu la kunti an takuni hadha Husaynun warid al-Manuni wa tashrabin barid al-Ma'ini tallahi ma hadha فعال ديني ولا فعال صادق اليقين. O self, humble yourself before Hussein, as after him it matters not whether you be or not. This is Hussein approaching death, and you dare drink sweet and cold water. By God, this is not an act of my faith, nor an act of a man of true certainty. He filled the water skin and rode his horse back towards the camp of Aba Abdullah, reciting the heartbreaking lines, La arhabu al-mawta idha al-mawtu zaqa, hatta uwara fi al-masalit luqa, inni ana al-Abbas, inni ana al-Abbas, inni ana al-Abbas, aghdu bis-siqa, wala أخاف الشر يوم الملتقى. I do not fear death if it approached, leaving brave men defeated beside me. I am Al-Abbas and I will return with the water. I do not fear harm on the day of battle. As he made his way back towards the tents, enemies blocked the way and he tried to fend them off, killing as much of them as he could, until Zayd ibn al-Raqqad wal-Hakim ibn al-Tufayl ambushed him from behind a palm tree. عظم الله لك الأجر يا صاحب الزمان عظم الله لكم الأجر يا مؤمنين ومؤمنات. The first strike on Al-Abbas landed on his first arm, severing it as he pushed through, saying, Wallahi in qata'tumu yamini inni uhami abadan an dini wa an imam al-sadiq al-yaqini sabt al-nabi al-tahir al-amini. By God, if you have severed my right arm, I will continue to defend my faith and protect an imam of true certainty, the grandson of the pure and trusted prophet. He did not give any attention to his severed arm, as his sole concern was delivering the water to Al-Imam Al-Husayn's camp. But Al-Hakim ibn Tufail, he ambushed him once again from behind a palm tree, striking him on his left arm and severing it. Al-Abbas would continue to push through and say, Ya nafsu la takhshi min al-kuffari wa abshiri bi rahmatil jabbari ma'an nabiy al-sayyid al-mukhtari مع جملة السادات والأطهار قد قطعوا ببغيهم يساري فأصلهم يا رب حر النار O self, do not fear this band of disbelievers and rejoice for the mercy of the Almighty alongside our Master, the chosen Prophet along with the other noble and pure souls they have severed my left arm by their wretchedness. O Allah, deliver them to a blazing hell. Umar ibn Sa'd then instructed his men to strike the water skin that Al-Abbas had on his horse with an arrow. For if the water reached the camp of Hussein, Aba Abdullah may defeat us. The enemy surrounded Abbas as arrows rained down upon him. One struck the water skin and spilled the water, while another struck him in his chest and one in the eye. But I ask you, what hands did he have left to defend himself? And then at that moment, without any arms, with an arrow in his eye and an arrow in his chest, a man hit him on his head with a pole, fracturing his skull. He fell to the ground, calling, Alayka minni salam, ya Aba Abdullah. Farewell, farewell, O Aba Abdullah. Imam al-Husayn rushed to his brother al-Abbas, but in what condition did he find him? Some narrations state that when Imam al-Husayn made his way to Aba al-Fadl, he went towards him and he found something on the ground and he raised it and he kissed it. It was one of the arms of al-Abbas laying on the ground. And then he found the other arm of al-Abbas and he did the same until he finally saw Abbas. He said at that moment, Al-an inkasara dhahri. Now my back has been broken and I have been left powerless. Al-Husayn took his brother's head and he placed it in his lap. He began to wipe the blood off his eyes. Imam al-Husayn said to him, Ma yubkika ya Aba al-Fadl? What has made you cry in a moment like this, ya Aba al-Fadl? Is it that they severed your arms, ya Abbas? Or is it that there's an arrow in your chest? Or is it that there's an arrow in your eye? What is it, ya Abbas? Al-Abbas replied to him. He said, Ya نور عيني وكيف لا أبكي ومثلك الآن جئتني وأخذت رأسي فبعد ساعة من يرفع رأسك عن التراب ومن يمسح التراب عن وجهك يا حسين O light of my eyes How can I not cry when you have come to my aid and you place my head on your lap? But in an hour, who will lift your head from the ground, ya Hussein? Who will wipe the sand off your face? The narration state that the Imam wanted to return the body of Al-Abbas back to the camp, but Al-Abbas refused because he couldn't. couldn't bear to see the face of Sukaina without any water, which he promised her. And now all the children, they wept for Al-Abbas, as if the children today in Yemen and all around the world oppressed, they call out for their Abbas to quench their thirst. Aina anta ya Abab al-Hawa'ij? Where are you, ya Abbas? Imam al-Hussein was sitting there as Abu al-Fadl took his last breath and his soul finally departed. At that moment he cried out, wa akha wa Abbas wa dhi'ata. Oh my brother, oh Abbas, what a loss towards the camp of Hussein. The Imam returned to the camp without Al-Abbas, and he informed the women. You can imagine Sayyida Zainab, and you can imagine the young Sukaina. It's as if she saw her uncle going towards the Euphrates. She watched that banner in the sky and she got happy and she was awaiting him. But then in what condition did Al-Abbas return to the camp? The poet depicts a conversation between Sayyida Zainab and her brother Abu al-Fadl, as if she said, Ya Abu Fadl, Ya Abu Fadl, Ana Zainab, rid alayya. يا ابو فاضل خلي ايدك بايديا. Oh Abu Fadl, I am Zainab calling upon you. يا ابو فاضل, keep your hands in my hands. It's as if Al-Abbas replies, he says to her, يا زينب لا تجيني, زينبي قتلك ونيني, لا تجيني قطعوي ساري ويميني. Oh Zainab, do not come, for my anguish will kill you. They have severed my arms, oh Zainab. And she continues to say to him, Ya Abu Fadl, hajmat al-khayl ala khidri. Ya Abu Fadl, wa ana wahdi bghurba tadri. Ya Abu Fadl, dam'ati wiya alwana tajri. It's as if Al-Abbas, he replies to her, he says to her, samihini, سامحيني قطعوي ساري ويميني. Forgive me, O Zainab, they have cut off my arms. سامحيني والسهام نابت بعيني. And there's an arrow stuck in my eye, O Zainab. سامحيني سامحيني والعماد صواب جبيني. سامحيني Zainab. We will conclude with this final lines of poetry. It's as if there's a conversation between Zainab and her brother Aba Abdullah al-Hussein when he was on his horse before he made his way to Karbala. It's as if كأني بها تقول. It's as if she said, From your horse descend, my brother. From your horse descend, my brother. This is the trust from my mother. Your chest the horses will smother. Between us, this is the goodbye. Between us, this is the goodbye. Your neck and chest to me reveal. Let me embrace and your heart I feel. Before they bring their rods of steel. And we lose your love tonight. And we lose your love tonight. I see the children in their fright. Where is the moon on this night? Even the stars I do not sight. Dark is the road ahead, my dears. Dark is the road ahead, my dears. Zainab is speaking to Abbas now. Not just the tents, but even my veil. They will attack when they prevail. I call, where are you, my Avil? Near the Euphrates, won't you rise? Near the Euphrates, won't you rise? My eyes, they see you on the ground. Why don't I hear from you a sound? Abbas, please rise and turn around. It is Zainab calling for you. It is Zainab calling for you. It's as if Al-Abbas replies, my heart, oh Zainab, you broke. My heart, oh Zainab, you broke. When all alone and hurt you spoke. And on your words I now choke. Towards the river don't you gaze. Towards the river don't you gaze. This is a trial from God to try. If you see my arms, don't you cry. Stand from afar and say your goodbye. Near the river, don't you arrive. Near the river, don't you arrive. ألا لعنة الله على الظالمين وسيعلم الذين ظلموا أي منقلب ينقلبون والعاقبة للمتقين.
When Fatima came to Karbala, Zainab said, do not look, ya Zahra. Go back, O mother, they've killed my brother. Zainab said, do not look, ya Zahra. When Fatima came to Karbala, Zainab said, do not look, ya Zahra. Go back, O mother, they've killed my brother. Zainab said, do not look, ya Zahra. When Fatima came to Karbala, Zainab said, do not look, ya Zahra. Go back, O mother, they've killed my brother. Zainab said, do not look, ya Zahra. When the night fell on that desert campaign, a lonely voice was heard in mourning. Then she looked and saw someone approaching, one who would join her in her grieving. She had come to see her progeny and what had become of their destiny. But she could not let her to go closer. She did not want her to really see. I do not want you to go further. You will only see pain and horror. Body with no head, 72 dead. Zainab said, do not look, ya Zahra. When Fatima came to Karbala, Zainab said, do not look, ya Zahra. Go back, O mother, they've killed my brother. Zainab said, do not look, ya Zahra. Before you were born, my loving daughter, I was shown this by your grandfather. He told me what was to be for my son and how it would be a tragedy. My brother told me of this day as well. I knew what was to become of me. But even then I could not stand witness when I saw Shimr walking to him. My mother, you cannot bear to see what they did to his broken body. Arrow in his heart, liver ripped apart. Zainab said, do not look, ya Zahra. When Fatima came to Karbala, Zainab said, do not look, ya Zahra. Go back, O mother, they've killed my brother. Zainab said, do not look, ya. O mother, when he stood and addressed the people who had now turned on him, he cried and shed the bitterest of tears. I never saw such a thing from him. My brother, you who define what is brave, how can I stand to see you crying? I cry not for what shall happen to us, but that the cause of their doom is me. Even in this final moment, he could only think of their torment. How could they kill him? He came to help them. Zainab said, do not look, ya Zahra. When Fatima came to Karbala, Zainab said, do not look, ya Zahra. Go back, O mother, they've killed my brother. Zainab said, do not look, ya Zahra. Then her mother's eyes began to wander. Another body she had to see. A new grave had been dug in the morning. A young infant in there was buried. There lay the young Qasim, son of Hassan, and next to him the older Ali. But it was Ali Asghar she came to, the one they killed in his father. father's arms. What was the sin of this poor child? When the arrow hit, he had wailed. He cried, I'm thirsty, had they no mercy? Zainab said, do not look, Ya Zahra. When Fatima came to Karbala, Zainab said, do not look, Ya Zahra. Go back, O mother, they've killed my brother. Zainab said, do not. Another had now joined them in their pain. She had also lost her only sons. Fatima held her hand and led the way to the river she wanted to go. Zainab knew what for they had gone searching. Her noble brother they could not see. His arms would show and lead them to him, where there lay the rest of his body. He went to bring back for us water. Then we heard a shout, oh my brother. We saw the flag fell, that was the farewell. Zainab said, do not look, Ya Zahra. When Fatima came to Karbala, Zainab said, do not look, Ya Zahra. Go back, O mother, they've killed my brother. Zainab said, do not look, Ya Zahra. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم كن لوليك حجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآل الطاهرين.
عظم الله أجورنا وأجوركم إن شاء الله بمصابنا بأبي عبد الله الحسين. On behalf of the Light of Guidance and the Zainabiyya Center, we thank everybody for participating with us and joining us in our Aza. Inshallah, we hope that everybody would join us again tomorrow at the same time, 7 o'clock. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Once again, I will start my walk to your my Hussein, Karbala, Karbala, to your my Hussein, Karbala, Karbala. Once again, I'm Every step I take, my love rises. Every step I take, inshallah, I will make. Where's that not always the state, Lord Allah? My love rises. Every step I take, my love rises. Every step I take, inshallah, I will make. Where's that not always the state, Lord Allah?
Call on